This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Executive Vice President of the National Cotton Ginners Association. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In Lubbock, where we had 149 participants for the entire school, which was actually a record. And I think it's partially due to the upbeat attitude and all the moisture that they've had in Texas and high anticipation. But we also had folks from a number of states there at that school. We had 50 folks in attendance at the continuing education portion of the school. And I attribute that to the topics that we covered. Our topics included PLCs and touchscreens and electricity and looking at ways to reduce electrical costs.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We had good participation there. We had 35 participants in all three levels. Again, that was an increase over last year's numbers, significant increase over last year's numbers. So we were happy with that and very happy with the way the school has turned out.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We'll have all three levels of instruction. Also, the continuing education portion of the school will cover PLCs and touchscreens and electrical consumption and energy savings. We will also have a day where we will talk about high capacity ginning and trying to make sure that we are getting the most out of the gin that we possibly can. We will talk about, of course, safety, which is one of the major concerns in the cotton ginning industry, and also give an overview of the new onboard module building for both the John Deere round module and also the Case IH module. How to handle those, look at some of the new equipment that is available to ginners, maybe talk about the decision-making process when ginners are trying to make that decision to purchase whatever equipment's available. Also, an overview of some of the roller ginning research that's going on in Stoneville. Run the roller ginning stand there at the gin, and also talk about some of the research that's going on with roller ginning of upland varieties.